right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And I am speaking with Miss Katina Horn and Miss Betty Jones, both with Mock Academy. And we found out what Mock stands for. Y'all ready for your pop quiz? Tell us what the Mock stands for. Everybody out there in radio land, what did she say that Mock acronym stands for? Mentoring is one of them, and that is something that is so critical for our young people. And what have you found with regards to how our kids, number one, find out about mentoring, what they think it really is, and then once they get involved, how they actually respond to it?
Most of the response for the mentoring part of our program has been very positive. We have a lot of kids that are hesitant at first, but then they found out, as soon as they find out that we are not the enemy, but we're their friends, we want to help them, then you don't have a problem in having the kids to open up to you and just start sharing, let you know what's going on at home, let you know whether some of the things they like, some of the things they don't dislike. So the mentoring part of the program is fairly easy for us. It's not totally easy, but it is very easy because we get the kids engaged. As I said before, tennis is used as the hook to get their attention. Then we work with them on some other areas. After we get into their little heads, as far as the tennis is concerned, we talk to them about their grades. We ask to see report cards. We find out that whether they want to be when they grow up, you know, the life skills that they like. Do they know how to share? Do they share with their friends? Do they share with their families? How do you behave in school, your behavior in school? So we just sort of get with them and do these one-on-one conversations, and we find out that there's a need or an area that is needing some attention, then we try to work with not only our staff, but also with the community that service specific needs.
Gotcha.
So we don't try to be have all of the expertise for anything. If a child have a behavior problem, we go to the resources that are out there that can help us, you know, work with the kid on those issues.
And you mentioned that some of those tennis students are 3 years old, 5 years old. What is the age range for all of your programming at the Mock Academy?
We service students anywhere from 3 to 18, all the way through. And then after they become adults, we still have programs available for the adults.
So that leads us into something that we've got to find out more about. This is exciting to me. If you would share some of the other specific programs that are offered at the Academy.
Our big programs, we have an after-school learning center. We are a certified after-school learning center through the state of Georgia, and we provide CAPS recipients, kids 13 and under. We provide programming for them, which includes all of our programs that we provide. Some of the programs that we provide includes our coding session, which is a fairly new program that we started over a year ago. It just took off like wildfire, and we started that program to sort of give the kids a glimpse into the cyber centers that are coming, the cyber community that's making a lot of headlines in Augusta, and that's where we are challenging a lot of our students to look into those areas because their future could be very bright by, you know, being proficient in those areas. We do after-school tutoring and, of course, mentoring. We do homework assistance. We review report cards. If we find something in the report cards that needs some attention, then certainly we work with the school, we work with the parents, and we work with the students to try to get those areas up. We work with students, the older kids in high school. We help them, guide them with SAT, ACT prep. We provide opportunities for through the tennis and academics for them to get in line to be considered for tennis scholarships for college. That's one of the areas we're very proud of because we've had every year just about one or two of our students to go off on full tennis scholarships.
Awesome.
Which is excellent for parents that looking for a way to pay for college for their kids. Mm-hmm. Let tennis do it.
Do you find that a lot of the kids are interested in tennis?
A lot of kids are interested. Like I said, every year we have one or two kids from our program along that graduate from high school. that we certainly help channel them mm-hmm. into the area of getting prepared for tennis scholarships.
So the tennis part of it is voluntary for the students, or is it a part of the program that they're basically mandated to participate
in? It is a
in?
Part of the program. As I said, it is the program started out as a tennis program. We started at May Park some 25 years ago, and the program has steadily grown. As the program grew, we find the needs of the children changes and needed additional services, so we started adding additional programming into our program to make sure that we were making sure that we address the issues that the children face no matter what area, and to mm-hmm. help develop that child totally. Whole totally in body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah. I like mm-hmm. that because, you know, and I mentioned, I was asking about the tennis end of things mm-hmm. because so often when we think about sports, mm-hmm. we think about basketball, we think about football. Maybe once in a while somebody might think about baseball, but it's usually basketball and football. Yeah. But you're right, tennis is such a viable sport. It's such a great sport, and people can do well if they succeed in that.
And this is what we do. We do use the tennis as the hook, as I said. We get their attention through the tennis, and then we start mentoring to them. We let them know, you know, that there are some opportunities through tennis. The kids get to travel. In fact, next week during our Masters Week camp, we're taking about 30 kids and adults to Charleston to a national tennis tournament, the Volvo Open tournament, which is a great experience. They get to see worldwide stars, tennis professionals on the tennis course. They get to do clinics there. So it's just an opportunity. And we work with basically the majority of the historically black colleges and universities as far as their tennis teams, because most of our students are African American, so we do look out for them as far as what schools can we get them tennis scholarships. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the schools are recruiting from outside of the United States, but there are some students, some colleges that are still recruiting within the state. So we try to find those colleges and we try to find out the requirements. Of course, the kids can't just say, I play tennis and I'm going to get a tennis scholarship. They've got to be academically strong. So that's where all of our other programs come in. We do the academic support, the SAT prep, and all of those type things.
And it's so, I think, fascinating that you all are working so intimately, so closely with these children. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to ask you, Ms. Katina Horn, not as a volunteer at Mock Academy, mm-hmm. but as a mother whose children have been going through Mock Academy, what specific impacts have you seen Mock Academy itself have on your children that they probably would not have experienced anywhere else that they have actually been involved? Public school, wherever they've been, Mock Academy has had these specific impacts on them. What would they be?
For my son, for him, the time and the patience. Because he's like, I want to play football now and run. But with tennis, he has to wait. Watch the ball come to you. He has to slow down, and he has to actually hit the ball. So he got a little more patience inside of him. With my daughter, she just likes competition now. Before, she's like, oh, okay, I'm out here. But now she actually wants to play, actually do it. So I think she's learning, too, like, next step, I got to do this, be better next time to beat someone else. So she learned the skill set of life, how to keep on trying, do what she needs to do to be a better player. And I mean, it's just the program is so overwhelming, and it's family friendly, user friendly. I just love it. I Googled it, got here in 2015, like, what's out here for the kids to do? So Google and oh, tennis, what age? Call me, hey, Miss Betty, how you doing? And that's how I found about the tennis thing, Google.
Interesting.
Yes.
And so when you and your children got involved, I know that, as Betty was saying, tennis is used as the hook.
Yes.
And so a lot of when the kids come through, they're already expecting to be involved in the tennis part of it.
Right. Exactly.
Because that's what was up front and center.
Exactly. That's all he wanted to do, play tennis, my son.
Really?
I said, no, you have to do more than just play tennis. At first, he was like, I don't want nothing but to play tennis. So we had to sit him down, and he had to learn, hey, do this first. Do your lesson. You got to do good grades, and you go to do tennis lessons. Because most boys just want activity wise. So now he know I got to do my lesson if I go tennis lessons. Because if you don't do homework, guess who we're not going? Well, you're not going tennis, but I'm going to coach tennis. And you're going to watch me coach tennis.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I taught him to do his work first so he can do better at the tennis lessons. So I really appreciate this program.
I tell you
and
what.
And I endorse it, too.
Priorities and discipline.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do use the tennis as the hook, but once they get in there, they've got to be able to be academically strong. So the it sort of changes places. Academics comes to the forefront, and the tennis sort of gets a little bit in behind. Still important, but the academics becomes primary.
I got you. I like that. Mm-hmm. Well, share with us some of your upcoming events that you'd like for the community to be thinking about.
Well, next week, as I said, we are doing our Master Suite Camp. It is an all-day camp. Running from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. We have a lot of exciting activities that we're planning. We will, as I said, take the kids, some of the kids to the Charleston for the Volvo tournament. They will be on the tennis court at least an hour and a half every day. We are doing a lot of Earth Day activities where we're teaching the kids about recycling and reusing things and not wasting, you know, the resources that we have. So we're doing all of that. Then in starting the end of May, we have 9 weeks of summer camp, all day summer camps. We're running three camps together, back to back. We have an academic STEM camp running from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. We have a tennis camp running from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday at the Fleming Tennis Center. And then we're going to have another tennis camp at the Diamond Lakes Tennis Center that will run the same hours, 9 to 5. Again, the camps are academically strong. Tennis is a part of them. The kids will go swimming at least once a week during the camps. They'll do a lot of hands-on science, technology-type activities, coding, a lot of academics. And it's just a good camp. We've been doing it now for quite a few years, and we're very proud of it.
Sounds like some great experiences for the kids, and, of course, for the adults who are working with them as well.
Yes.
If you would, share with everyone where the academy is located, and get some information about how they can get their kids registered.
Mock Academy is housed at the Fleming Tennis Center at 1850 Chester Avenue in South Augusta. We also have a satellite site at the Diamond Lakes Tennis Center, which is at 102 Diamond Lakes Way out in the South Augusta, Hepzibah area. Anybody wanting any information about Mock Academy, they can go to our website, mockacademy.com. That's all they need. If they want to email us to get some more information, they can email us at mparks, M like Mary, Parks, P-A-R-K-S, 37 at comcast.net.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, that is Mock, not M-O-C-K, but M-A-C-H, Mock Academy. Thank you both so much for coming in to speak with me today. It's been great.
Thank you for having us.
All right, y'all stay with me. I'll be right back. All right.